It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
State Representative Court Boyce joining us from Oregon's South Coast. Court, good morning.
Kyle, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, last night, I know you were here in Douglas County. We want to start there, talk about the Charlie Kirk remembrance event last night and what your thoughts were.
Well, I got back to Gold Beach last night about 11, and I had 3 hours to just really reflect on what an incredibly special time that was. Kyle, I think there was some estimates were 1,000 people, some just at the Douglas County Courthouse, that full acre of front lawn there, and you know, there might have been 600 or 700, but just people like-minded that love their country, love their God, love their families. They don't want crime. They don't want lawlessness. They don't want violence, and they just want peace. And they're willing to roll up their sleeves and protect everything that they love and believe in. So it's just a powerful, powerful time, and I just felt such a privilege to be there.
Now, I was booked elsewhere in town and had to be at a different event, but were you one of the folks that ended up being a speaker?
You know, yeah, Rep. Osborne, Rep. Scarlatos, myself, Commissioner Kress, Commissioner Freeman, Chris Boyce was there in support. District Attorney Weisberg just did a phenomenal job. Clerk Dan Loomis there in support. It's just one rep from representative from the Turning Point USA came all the way from Arizona. And, you know, it was, what, 80 degrees, just a beautiful day. And you know, I had the privilege a year ago, June, going to the Republican National Convention and hearing the president speak just a few days after he was shot, and how equally moving that was. And yes, Kyle, this last night was ever bit as powerful, and for lack of a better word, to that convention and hearing the president speak before 14,000 people.
Do you think the Charlie Kirk's impact, especially, has touched folks in their 20s, 30s?
The word now is there's been 32,000 nationwide applications for Turning Point programs throughout our universities and high schools in America. And some of those will be vetted, of course, but even if half of them, you know, are approved and encouraged, supported, then he is going to continue to reach thousands of young Americans and people our age, my age. And there really is a sense of a turning point, and America is just such a, you know, it's the greatest country ever, and our kids need to be reminded of that. You know, one of the things I mentioned in my presentation was growing up as kids, we learned of people, American Revolutionary War heroes, patriots like Patrick Henry, who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Nathan Hill said, just where the British hung him as well, slapped the horses there. And he said his last defiant comment was, "I regret that I only have one life to give my country." So that's the kind of things we need to be teaching our kids. And I hope to have a good part of that over my last 10 years or so.
You know, it's interesting when we have had assassinations, attempted assassinations. Oftentimes, it's people who are current office holders or former office holders, perhaps. But for someone who is a political commentator, a radio talk show host, somebody with the big organization, the podcast, and all of that, I don't recall in past generations the impact level really hitting everybody so hard. And regardless of whether they agreed with everything he said or did, even if they had some pretty strong disagreements, there was no doubt that his impact was huge on the generation.
Kyle, that was just very, very well said. And, you know, one of Charlie Kirk's comments or one of his something he was very well known for was prove me wrong. You know, his faith was just off the chart, and he promoted that, and he believed it's truth, and the people around him just keep seeing more and more evidence that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. There's just no question about that. So yeah, his impact on our nation, you know, sometimes the good Lord does things we don't understand, and as Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love him or call according to his purposes. So that message really comes strong from every speaker there last night. Even I thought Sheriff Hanlon just did a superb job as well. And, you know, he had to have a little extra security. And, you know, he's very capable of organizing that, he and his men and women officers. And so, yeah, I just can't say enough. I hope people listening are interested in just bringing just learning more. And this young man, Robert F. Kennedy, said last Wednesday, perhaps one of the most important truth tellers of our time, a single bullet silenced him, but not forever. We're just looking for continued times to understand what he believed and why.
Now, before we go, I want to address as well the continuation of the Oregon State Legislature. Are we still on track for everything to reconvene in Salem tomorrow?
Yeah, good point there. Senator Brock Smith couldn't be there last night. He's actually in Wyoming working on natural resource issues. He's one of the top timber people, you know, increased timber harvest and protecting our forests and watersheds. And he's in Wyoming, probably just landing right now. And so he won't be there tomorrow. It's going to be pretty intense to figure out exactly where the votes are. I'm hoping Mark Meek, Senator, will vote no. But the delay was inappropriate. Nonetheless, no new taxes, no new fees, rate increases, so on and so forth, Kyle. So I don't need to be in Salem tomorrow. I'll be working in my Gold Beach office. So we're looking for common sense to prevail in making Oregon more affordable, for goodness sakes.
All right. Out of time for now. State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Roseburg, and Douglas County, for being such a nucleus of common sense.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.
Hey, Becky here, helping folks.